Although the economic weather is frightful and we're all cutting back, still, there's the urge to put on some fancy dress and head out to a New Year's Eve party. But this can be a Herculean effort for those of us who are, well, socially inept. That's Jim Infantino and his band, Jim's Big Ego. The song, I Don't Know How to Party, is on their new CD called Free. And Jim joins us from member station WBUR in Boston. Hey, Jim.
Hi, Leanne.
Welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be back.
Hey, how you doing? You know, you should really try that artichoke dip. It's good.
I can't believe you don't know how to party. Really?
Well, you know, I have a kind of an antisocial side. It's just certain situations when you're at a party and you realize I have nothing to say. I don't know what to do here.
Hey, buddy, how's it going? Yeah. Yeah, how's that favorite sports team of yours doing? Well, right, yeah, well, you look good. Is that real or... Oh. Well... Hey, have you tried this this artichoke dip? It's really good. You should try it.
What are you doing New Year's Eve?
You know, I don't have plans yet. I believe that I'm going to go to a good friend's house here in Brookline. And we usually go. She's a photographer, and she throws great parties. And I'll probably stand around and have very little to say.
And tell people about the spinach dip.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm such a loser. I never win anything. Except that ticket.
There's another song on this CD that fits nicely into the month of January, because this is when a lot of the award shows begin, Golden Globes, for example, and then February we've got the Oscars. You've written a song, My Own Awards Show?
Yes.
That's why I got a head.
Do awards leave a bitter taste in your mouth, or is this just your big ego talking?
Oh, I think this is definitely about the big. This song is absolutely about the big ego, and also, you know, evidence of that sort of thing, you know, out there on TV.
Oh, thank you, thank you. It's such an honor. I want to stand like this forever. And in just a minute, I'd like to thank all the people who made this happen. And after that, I'd like to make a speech to change the world and make a difference. And all the people who made this happen, they don't matter. I want to thank me, mother, father, God, and country. What do they do? I want to thank me.
But I bet, I mean, come on, have you ever practiced an acceptance speech in front of the mirror?
Yeah, well, that is it. I mean, that middle part to the song in award show is really just that acceptance, that sort of acceptance speech nightmare, you know, sort of gone kind of horribly dark. So we had a lot of fun with that.
And you can win anything unless you're me. And you know, the fix is in, and you know, the fix is in my award show.
Have you ever heard that there's one acceptance speech kind of gets battered around, but if someone actually gets up and says, I'd like to thank all the little people I stepped on my way up here.
Yeah, those seem kind of honest, you know, when people actually say it. And somebody did at a recent Oscars, I say, I would like to thank me, you know, and we had already written the song, but it was amazing to hear somebody actually get up and say it.
Yeah. I noticed, and I'm afraid I couldn't pick it out when I was listening. It wasn't until I read, you know, liner notes and stuff. Which cut uses the Fenway Park organist, Josh Cantor?
Oh, a number of them do, actually. The song Sleepwalker, the song International, I Don't Know How to Party, he's playing that kind of loungy piano in the background. The song Everything Must Go. Oh. Yeah, he played all over it.
Close out to you. one last show. Guaranteed, everything must go. Could be now.
And he started playing out with us too when he's not, playing at Fenway Park.
Really? How did you get to know him?
Well, our manager, Jason, and he went to school together, I think, and they've known each other a long time. And for some reason, it just never came up that Jason's friend, our manager, was the organist at Fenway Park. The whole band thought this is the coolest job in the world.
It is, really.
It is. So we asked him if he would, if he would play a little bit on the record, and he said, sure, that he'd love to, and he's followed the band for a while.
Well, I suppose anything to get out of playing da-da-da-da-da-da one more time, right?
He's pretty clever. You have to listen carefully when you're at a game there. He throws in some interesting stuff.
Ah, that's nice. It's nice that they still have organists at baseball stadiums, too.
That is true.
Yeah. Well, the song Sleepwalker, mm-hmm. we want to end with it, because it actually gives credence to your claim to be the greatest band in the history of recorded music. No, seriously, I Googled it, and Jim's Big Ego is the first result if you Google the phrase, the greatest band in the history of recorded music.
Right.
That's your big ego talking, right?
That's right. This is all the evidence I need. I'm a sleepwalker. This song, I think, has come out of a lot of my sort of increasing my practice of meditation and recognizing that I'm not as awake and there for my life as I probably would like to be. So, in a lot of ways, it's a very personal and serious song for me. But it manifests in this kind of funny way and maybe slightly dark way.
And it's time to wake up.
So I'm sort of thinking of myself often as a sleepwalker, just someone who's really not quite there, and then surrounded by sleepwalkers. Mm. And it's like a zombie movie theme,
What if you wake up and, all these releases and all your presence online turn out to be a dream?
At least I'll be there.
Jim Infantino and his band Jim's Big Ego. The song Sleepwalker is on their new CD, Free, and Jim joined us from WBUR in Boston. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
You can hear songs from the new album by Jim's Big Ego at nprmusic.org.